Hi, it's Dan here from Flexible, and today we're going to talk about five things I learned from an abandoned cart AI e-commerce campaign. Let's dive in. Okay, so if you're in marketing and you haven't started embracing AI, then you've probably been under a rock, right? Because things are moving super fast. One thing that we have been working on recently inside my agency is figuring out how to help e-commerce clients, people with big e-commerce brands, make more sales from their abandoned carts, okay? And what we're seeing here now is potentially one of the biggest breakthroughs I think I've ever personally had. What they're used to with abandoned carts is a certain percentage. They lose that, they just accept it, and they kind of move on and try and, you know, drive more traffic or make more sales or upsell or whatever. But what we're finding now is that we're able to do this on a performance basis for a client. We're able to append our affiliate link to that campaign, and we get paid a percentage of every sale on a performance basis, which means it's a fantastic offer, okay? Over the past week, I think for a particular client, we've been running this sequence, which I'll explain how it works in a bit. And we're making probably between $500 and $600 per day, just kind of like clockwork with no variables, like a 100% profit margin, and AI is doing all the work for us. So it's very exciting, and the client's super happy because they're making an extra 40 or 50 sales a day on what they previously thrown in the bin or given up on, all right? So you can see why I'm so excited about why this, what we've got here is just applicable to e-commerce companies and websites all over the world. All right, so let's dive in with five things I've learned. Okay, the first thing I've learned is you've got to work with companies that have like a two-step order sequence, okay? So if you imagine adding something to a cart when you're shopping online, the first step is putting your name, email, and phone in. It's important to get the phone, and a lot of e-commerce companies do this. And after they put their name, email, and phone in, they hit next, and then after that, they go to the cart pages where they put their credit card details in or Apple Pay or whatever and move forward, okay? So what you'll find is if that, you know, 100 people go through the first stage, then you might only get 50 people who actually convert to a sale, okay? The other 50 people are lost, right? And e-commerce companies usually have some kind of an email sequence that might go out if you're lucky, but otherwise there's not really much kind of thought that's gone into this process. So what we do, because they get the phone number on the first step, we're able to use AI to SMS back and forth with that client and send them the appropriate, you know, offer or landing page or whatever that is in order to help them make a sale, all right? So instead of only, you know, 50 out of those 100 buying, we want to see if we can get that to 60 or 70. And in the scheme of things, it might not seem like much, but an extra 10 sales per 50 customers is like 100% profit for these e-commerce companies, right? So it's very, very valuable to them, all right? So if you're looking to do this, you want to start with an e-commerce company that has this two-step process. Okay, so the second valuable thing I learned during this e-commerce campaign is to go after real-time data, okay? And before I explain this to you, because it starts getting a little bit more technical, I've got a book, it's called The Instant AI Agency, and explains how I do this and how my agency does it step by step, and you get all, you know, the guides, and there's videos and all sorts of stuff that'll help you get this going if you are interested in helping e-commerce brands. But the second thing I realized by trial and error is that you want to work with real-time data, okay? If you imagine an e-commerce website that's been around for years, they're going to have plenty of people that have gone through that first stage process, put in their name, email, and phone, and then haven't bought. And they're going to want to say to you, listen, before you go into our live data and our real-time data, how about you work those 100,000 leads with your AI bot or whatever you want to call it and come back to us if you get results there. And I'm not saying that that doesn't work. It's still a really good kind of in to be able to help these clients, but you'll notice that the sales start pumping and the money starts flowing much faster when you're able to get the real-time data. And what I mean by that is when the lead goes through the first stage and then doesn't buy on the second step, get the client to send that lead to you immediately. So you can SMS, and I'll explain a little bit about that in a sec, but you can SMS that lead and get AI to take over within minutes rather than trying to convert a lead that's maybe 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years old, Okay, they've probably moved on. They're probably not interested in whatever they're going to buy, and it's a little bit too late then. Point three is to be careful with your phone number, okay? And again, I explain this within the Instant AI Agency book. But what we do is we get a number registered to our client. And then what we do is we run all of these SMS and their AI bots through our own CRM, which we call High Level. A lot of you marketers will know about High Level. And we have everything kind of held to protect our IP inside our own little kind of ecosystem, right? And we just send, the lead is sent to us by the client, and then we work the lead, send the URL of the e-commerce product, and that registers to a sale to the client, and we get our affiliate link tracking that, so we get paid a percentage of every sale. The problem can be is if you're working, you know, lots of leads and there's tons of SMSs being sent out, then if you are working much older data or you're using potentially triggering words within the first SMS that goes out or whatever that is, or if you're not being direct, then you'll start getting people, you know, reporting you as spam. What happens then is your number can be blocked, can be suspended, and you'll suddenly go from looking like a hero to the client to having nothing, and then, you know, having to wait 48 hours to get back up again, which a stop-start nature, that is very frustrating, especially if the client is loving what you're doing. So just be careful of compliance and making sure that you follow the guidelines and don't do anything too racy. It kind of reminds me of like what Facebook ads were like, you know, when they first came out. It was anything goes to begin with, and then things got stricter over time and then relaxed a little bit after Facebook got ridiculous or whatever. Okay, so just don't be too stupid with stuff. Start slow. Don't try and do 10,000 SMSs in a day. Take your time, figure out when things are not working, and then iterate when things aren't working, and then eventually you'll get there, okay? Okay, so the fourth thing I learned is to not get too fancy with the initial SMS that you send after they abandon cart, okay? Rather than worrying about like a fancy two-stage SMS like the Prince Charming that works so well for lead gen, what we did is we just sent them an offer for X percent off and a link to where that offer was, and the sales just started popping. And this is an incredible thing, right? Like it's so simple, and not many people realize this, okay? Just make an offer. Send an offer as an SMS and watch what happens. And our sales literally 10 times overnight because of this, all right? What happens is that people get back for questions and ask and have all sorts of FAQs and ask for different links or whatever, but most of the time people just buy from that initial SMS. So AI, yes, it's cool to be able to attach that and have these conversations going and watch the calls start coming in as well and answer people's questions and all that cool stuff, right? But at the end of the day, people just want an offer. And if it's attractive to them and you're able to send that percentage off in the link, then you'll see sales start happening. And that's exactly what happened with us, okay? So, you know, oftentimes as marketers, we can get really complex and we use our brains or whatever, but we need to think like the consumer. They just want an offer for e-commerce and they just should be SMS that offer and the sales will start happening, okay? Doesn't mean you need to tell the client that it's so simple. You need to tell them that AI is making all these sales and give them all sorts of reasons to want to work with you on a performance basis, right? But at the end of the day, the dirty little secret is that it's not that hard. My fifth and final point that I've learned during my time understanding and cracking this e-commerce game, offer to work with clients on a performance basis. What that means is that if the client doesn't make sales, then you don't get paid. As simple as that. And imagine what's going to happen if you're an agency that's working with e-commerce clients right now and you say, listen, have you got any abandoned cart leads you're missing out on that aren't turning into sales that I can turn into sales on a performance basis? I don't get paid if you don't get paid. Imagine what they're going to say. It's going to be yes every single time. Once they say yes, then we get on and we show them a demo of what that's going to look like using OpenAI. Again, this is all explained in my book, The Instant AI Agency, how to do the whole thing. And once they hear that offer and once they see the demo, they're just in 100% of the time. And I tell you what, this is going to change the e-com industry. It really is. So
that's it for me today. There's the five things I've learned, and I'm really excited to share them with you. As I've been peppering you with throughout this video, I have got a book, The Instant AI Agency. There'll be a link below. Check it out, and I'll speak to you soon.